In a new report, the American Lung Association notes that congressional opponents of health reform failed to yank funding in an August session of the U.S. Senate. That money is for preventive health efforts, including stop smoking programs. The organization says it's the first, but likely not the last, attempt to undermine what's called the Prevention and Public Health Fund. One aspect of reform requires smoking cessation treatment for pregnant women on Medicaid. Donna Wininski of the American Lung Association in Wisconsin says this group needs help quitting.
38% of women enrolled in Medicaid reported that they had smoked during pregnancy. So the general Medicaid smoking rates are considerably higher, almost double the general population.
The American Lung Association report makes recommendations for more comprehensive coverage of quit smoking programs under Medicaid and also private insurance. It also compares how much each state spends on quit lines. In Wisconsin, the report says 94 cents is spent on each smoker. The Centers for Disease Control recommends $10. Some states actually exceeded that level of spending. Most, however, didn't even come close. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.